Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathers. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a math strat chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 34 times 46. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it any way you want. The problem is 34 times 46.
Bam. All right, I'm going to go first.
Okay, okay.
Because, and this problem.
Because. Because I want to.
Because I want to, pretty much. This problem, my first instinct when I look at 34 times 46 is yuck.
Yeah.
So. None of the usual culprits are jumping out to me, except I'm noticing that they are both six, both numbers, 34 and 46, are six away from 40. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about writing this as 40 minus six for 34 times the quantity 40 plus six for 46. Mm-hmm. So 40 times 40 is 1600. The insides add out, and then I've got negative 36. So 1600 minus 36, play a little, I have you need, is 15, I got to think, 64. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 64, 36, 64. Yep, yep. All mm-hmm. right, what are you thinking about?
What did you just say?
1,564.
Oh, I thought you said 3664. You were talking about the partner. I was like, Okay, I'm with you now.
Read my mind. Don't. It's a scary place in there.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm. We could talk about some partial products. I mean, I could say like 34 times 50 and do a little bit over. But sometimes there's a problem where it just screams like that is so overwhelmingly good. It's like when we talk about the plus 99. Like plus 99 is plus 100 minus 1. That's just we wouldn't really, I mean, kids can do whatever they want, right? But we would so heavily nudge the over strategy for plus 99. And I think this is a prime example of a problem that really heavily we would nudge difference of squares. Now, if that's not, you know, where you're at age wise, then okay. But anything less than that at this point for me is like, ho hum. Do I have to have one?
No.
There are things you could do, but.
Well, let me tell you what I started.
Let's highlight playing. How great it is.
It's so good. Yeah. I started playing because I just like, if I didn't have the difference of perfect squares, what could I do? Or the difference of squares. I shouldn't have said perfect. The difference of squares. I could have thought about 34s.
Yeah.
And I could find two 34s, double that to get four 34s, add those together to get six 34s.
Yeah.
Scale up the 4 times 40, and I'm almost there. That would be 1,360. Yeah. And then I could add the 40 and the 6 together.
Yeah.
I could do that. And that's maybe what I would, you know, if I wasn't already. Because, you know, we might have kids that are 4th, 5th grade that they haven't really thought about.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool. All right. We can't wait to see what you do each week. Join us on Math Strat Chat and let us know how you think about the problems and comment on each other's strategies.
Yeah, we post the problems on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central. So when you answer, tag Pam and use the hashtag Math Strat Chat. Then join us to hear what we're thinking about the problem. We love having you a part of the Math is Figureoutable movement.
Thank you for listening and making math more figure-outable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figure-Outable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar from May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.